Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Pod Sauce. I'm Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Renee. This is your podcast discovery show. Oh, Dax.
What's up?
We're going to test out something real quick
right.
And see if she has legs. Now, we all know, what did I go to school for, Dax?
I think it was to be a lawyer.
Something like that. Something like that.
We haven't mentioned it in this episode, but it's only been about 4 seconds. It'll come later.
I've been hurting. I've been waiting for the excuse to bring it on up. But all jokes aside, we all know I love true crime. I'm obsessed with Law and Order. It's ingrained. So I want to just see if she floats murder most foul.
Ooh, I like it. Obviously. And I like the way you say it. Do it one more time.
Murder most foul. Trickery is afoot in this category. And in this category, we're going to be talking about podcasts basically that, you know, revolve around true crime. The one that I have up first is To Live and Die in L.A. Now, this was oddly it hit too close to home, so I kind of had to stop, like, listening to it. But the first season, it covers, it starts off in February of 2018. It covers an actress who vanished from her Hollywood apartment. Because trickery was afoot. Neil Strauss, Rolling Stone journalist, he was tasked by the family to get the family some answers. And so the whole season revolves around, I'm trying to do it without giving it away. Basically, intrigue, not everything is as it seems to be.
The police, plot twists.
Plot twists galore. The police aren't necessarily trying to solve the crimes. That's why it's important that, you know, all hands are on deck. You know, they always say, oh, you know, to the family, like, let us handle it. Like, don't do the... But oftentimes it really takes the family, like, pushing and prodding the people in place of, you know, the people, police detectives and whatnot, to do their freaking job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To get some answers. And so... Season two wraps around a 20-year-old college student who disappeared in L.A. She was sexually assaulted prior to her disappearance, and it goes, you know, through their whole journey. I don't want to give it away, you know, what happened in the end with both of these ladies, but I really feel like listening to podcasts like this, more specifically being a single woman.
I was going to say, is it hard, because you were even saying just like reading some of it. Is it hard to listen to these? Because some of these true crime stories, they're creepy. Mm-hmm. And you realize there is terrible people out there.
Well, just from the byline, you know, from season one, it was like, you know, a young actress at home in her Hollywood apartment. I live in Hollywood. I'm an actress. I'm young. A lot of laughing going on. And Carlos, I can hear you from the control booth. You guys are killing. Anywho, so yes. What I was going to say is, watching shows like Law and Order, there's truth there. You know, they say that it's not taken from any one particular, you know, scenario or situation. But when I listen to these true crime podcasts, I really learn essentially what not to do.
Like, you know, when you go to murder someone?
No, you nut. Yes, because that's what I do in my freaking hobby. No, you nut. Like, just being cognizant.
Now, how not to leave the evidence.
That's what I went to school for law for, okay? No, but like when I go to parties, how to be more cognizant of my surroundings and.
I would not. I just realized how far off my.
My gosh. Yeah, because I would
have about not walking down the street at night.
No, you nut job. Like, don't be on your phone if it's late at night, ladies. We need to be aware. We need to be vigilant. We need to be able to hear when the trickery is afoot behind us. You understand what I'm saying? Like, things like that, that we don't necessarily talk about, especially as times evolve and people are on their phones all the time. You know, we don't get these little tidbits. So when I listen to podcasts like To Live and Die in LA, basically it's just hopefully to learn from the unfortunate circumstances and situations of other people, you know. So To Live and Die in LA is my podcast for murder. Most foul.
Oh, guys, buckle up. If this is any indication of what the show is going to be like today,
it's going to be a long one,
it's going to be a bumpy ride. It's going to be a roller coaster, and we are here for it. So make sure you stick around. This is Pod Sauce. Welcome back to Pod Sauce. All right, we need to get into Alicia's pick now.
Yes, we do.
I like I'm talking to you like I'm not talking to you.
But you're talking to moi, because it's all about what the kid has.
Right here. No, listen,
right here.
Honestly, probably one of my favorite parts of the show.
It
is
should be.
Getting
when I tell you
when
what
you
mine.
Tell me, not in general, but this exact moment. No, just our picks and seeing what's going through your mind, what you're enjoying right now. I mean, we are a podcast discovery show.
Yeah,
so.
You've led me down a good path a time or two.
I try.
One time or two. You know, I can't.
Two teens.
I can never give Dax a compliment because this is Dax. Oh, say less.
Say less. I am here for it.
Okay. So my podcast pick of the week, we all know I love Murder Most Fouls. I love true crimes. I love things like that. But as an actor and a creator, I also love all things pertaining to the journey of other directors and actors and how they got to where they are now. And so Tribeca Talks.
Okay.
Is my podcast pick of the week. More specifically, I listened to the episode with Ava DuVernay and Q-Tip. One, because full disclosure, I had no idea about this podcast ahead of time. I'm very familiar with Tribeca Film Festival, as I'm sure a lot of you guys are. And you are as well, correct?
Yeah.
And so I didn't know that they had their own, you know, dedicated podcast. And so this particular episode, as I was scrolling through, I was like, Ava DuVernay and Q-Tip.
Like A Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip?
You know I want to call you out so bad.
You know.
You know. You know. I want to give you that work so bad. Name one Tribe Called Quest song. I didn't think so. Tribeca Talks, back to that. The Ava DuVernay and Q-Tip episode. Just because I was very curious about how these two worlds married together. But then you hear, I mean, obviously Q-Tip has had his turn a time or two with acting. He was approached by John Singleton to actually play Tupac's role in Poetic Justice. Well, not necessarily that role. Sorry, I misquoted that, because that role was actually for Tupac, but a larger role, and he wanted a smaller one because at that time that landscape was becoming more there was an over influx of rappers wanting to act. Long story short, just listening to Ava, who her first film didn't like hit until she was 38, and so for me it's just such a it was such an encouraging podcast to listen to, because as a Black woman who creates, who acts, hearing how another Black woman who got a later start in creating, she went here versus looking up. Tribeca Talks, Ava DuVernay, Q-Tip, you guys gotta check it out. I just was super encouraged by it. It was more fuel for the tank. I'm gonna keep fighting.
I like it. Solid pick.
I'm gonna
solid
keep
pick.
Fighting.
And if you want to hear any of the other picks that Alicia has thrown out, head on over to podsauce.com. We've got all of her picks, all of my picks.
We got links a running tally.
Directly to the episode itself.
You know who to vote for.
The running tally, where clearly I'm in the lead.
Clearly I am in the lead, actually. I'm giving you nothing but diverse picks, honey. Get into it.
We got so much more coming up on Pod Sauce.
We'll be back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Pod Sauce. I'm excited.
Yeah, you are.
I'm excited.
You're happy as a clam.
Not every day do I get a friend to come in to our home. By the way, if you want to take your shoes off, feel free, Satin.
I had to remind myself he said a friend to come in. Because yeah. I was like, well, what am I, chopped liver?
Come into our home right here.
Our home, that's right. Take your shoes off.
She wants you to take your shoes off.
I guess.
When you don't take off your shoes.
I didn't know we were a shoeless place here.
We are.
Okay, good. They're matching. Okay, good. We're good.
So this is Ryan Satin. And for people that don't know Ryan Satin is the host of Out of Character, which is a Fox Sports podcast. And this is a really big deal. And the backstory here is Ryan and I used to work together for many, many years at TMZ. Mm-hmm. And
you both escaped together?
Yes. Stop it. So... what's funny is that back in the day, like, they always used to make fun of Ryan and how much he loved wrestling and WWE.
They.
I was like, was he a part of it too?
I was not.
Them. Always them. Never us.
But, like, he had such passion for the characters, the storylines, everything. And it was something I could never relate to because I'm like, I don't watch this stuff. But you could tell he was heavily invested. And so to be sitting here today talking to him as he has a new podcast on Fox Sports is pretty amazing. So congratulations, buddy.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. It's cool to be on your show as well. I feel like we haven't seen each other in person in like years. So
you're missing nothing. I got you covered.
I like that you figured that out in a short amount of time you guys have been doing this. It took me like a couple of years to learn that. But when I started at TMZ, they were like, take a niche and own it. And so I was like, well, I watch wrestling. I'm just going to start to be the wrestling guy. And, you know, that was early in social media. So once I saw there was such a big following on social media as well for wrestling, I just dove headfirst into it.
His own website. That website kind of landed him at, I would say, your dream job. Is this not your dream job?
I think it's safe to say this is my dream job. Yeah, you know, I think for a long time, like, I was always just so focused on hustling and, like, moving forward that I didn't really have, like, a end destination. But, like, now that I'm here, it is what I wanted to do this whole time. You know, after I left TMZ, I started Wrestling Sheet, and I did that for 5 years. And near the end of it, as much as I was enjoying it, I felt like, I was like, you know, I have to read all these interviews that all these wrestlers do in the media. And I was always like, the questions they're being asked could be better. Like, there could be better information coming out of these approved media that were allowed to do the interviews. And so, I really felt like that's what I wanted to be doing, was interviewing the talent, as opposed to what I had been doing at TMZ and Pro Wrestling Sheet, which was strictly news for the most part, and breaking news, and, you know, being at the forefront of big breaking stories and stuff. But I realized that conversations were what I wanted to be having with people. Like, I'd rather get deep into someone's mind and learn, you know, the person behind the characters, because wrestling is such a guarded thing. It's such a secretive world. And so, I wanted to start interviewing people. And so, yeah, that was really what my focus has been for the past, like, year, and I'm happy that I finally have a podcast where I can do it weekly now. It's great.
It's so funny to hear you. Sorry.
And no one's making fun of you.
Yeah.
And
no one's making fun of you. You know, they stopped.
Well, it's funny, you know, back when we were at the Hollywood office, so that was a really long time ago. That was probably like 10 years ago, probably, or something like that. We had this wrestler named The Miz who came in and hosted the show. And he,
I know The Miz.
You probably heard of The Miz.
We
yeah.
did the game face with Kevin Hart together. I was waiting for you,
you
to
did.
Say that. I wanted to name drop.
Well, The Miz, I booked him to host the show once when Harvey was going to be out of town. And similarly, he came in and he saw everybody making fun of me for being a wrestling fan. He was like, why are they making fun of this guy for liking wrestling? And so now I got to have The Miz on my show recently. And he pointed out, he was like, dude, I remember I was there when everybody was making fun of you, and now it's cool to see that you're having the last laugh. So,
yeah. I mean, every time you say everybody, I'm gonna just do this right here.
To be fair,
here.
I don't think Dax was one of the extreme offenders. I think he was like.
To be fair, I also got to say hi to The Miz because I worked out with him one day, and he was like, "Thank you for being nice to me that day."
Aww.
See,
come on, rolling receipts.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
But Dax, you know, I really enjoyed working with Dax. I remember when I first started there, and I was still a PA. I used to hold the boom mic, and
I like the way the position is ingrained.
I was the boom mic guy, and I remember Dax, like my first few weeks there, Dax was like the person I had to hold the boom mic for. So. Mm-hmm. It's funny to go from like holding the boom mic for Dax to be like sitting here in this
sharing
kind of a setting
space.
Now. Yeah.
It's why wrestling?
With wrestling, it was like, one, it was on all the time, and two, it was just like this world that was like this secret world that like, you know, with actors and entertainers, everyone's in on it. You know, Indiana Jones, no one thinks that Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones 24/7. And it always fascinated me that people think, like, The Undertaker.
We thought it was real.
We thought it was real.
Yeah.
That it was, like, this dead guy walking around all the time. And so that really always, that fascinated me. And it was, but it was watching this movie, it was a documentary that came out in the 90s called Beyond the Mat. Mm. I was already watching wrestling at the time, but I saw this documentary called Beyond the Mat. And because my dad worked in entertainment, like, he took me to it before it even came out. So it wasn't on anyone's radar. It was like this movie they were screening in Hollywood to see if they wanted to like make edits to it or whatever. And it's since gone on to be a very big documentary in wrestling. But when I watched it, it was crazy to me because it was like, oh, these are all real people. Like, these aren't, The Undertaker's not dead, you know? all these characters aren't the people that you're seeing. And to me, that fascinated the hell out of me. It was like, man, these people behind the characters are more interesting to a certain degree than what's even going on screen. Like, the world behind wrestling just always fascinated me so much, and it's probably why I got into wrestling news. But like, the culture and the world of wrestling just really always fascinated me. It was like, it's like nothing else. Like, there's no other entertainment where people think that it's real, you know, or people think that those characters they're seeing on TV are what they're seeing outside of the TV too. And so I always really like that.
There's so many wrestlers out there, but is there some, like, give me like the top three that you're like, I am dying to get these three on my show.
All the McMahons. Vince McMahon. I want to get Vince McMahon on the show, obviously.
Yeah.
It's probably never going to happen, but I mean, you got to have goals.
Does he do interviews? Yes.
Rarely does interviews. Like, I think the last one I can remember him doing was he did a podcast with Stone Cold Steve Austin a couple years ago for the WWE Network. And he does like interviews, you know, here and there for like documentaries and stuff like that. But God, I haven't seen him do like an interview with someone like outside of WWE technically. I want to say since like Howard Stern or something like that. Like, it's been a long time. So I realize it's aiming very high, but that's definitely number one. And then number two and three are tied. It's just Shane and Stephanie McMahon. You know, I think that I'm so interested in, like, growing up in the wrestling industry like they did. You know, I think that, like, no one has the perspective that they do that, like, I'm sure they saw so much crazy stuff. And obviously they're not going to, like, tell me, you know, things that are like,
you may get an exclusive or two.
Well, you never know, but like, I really like, I want to talk to them about like what it's like being a, you know, the son and daughter of Vince McMahon, you know, in, you know, wrestling royalty, basically. Yeah.
We love Discovery. So what are you listening to right now?
I mean, I love podcasts. I listen to a ton of podcasts. But, you know, the reason I want to do an interview show is because I listen to interview podcasts. Mm-hmm. I love interview podcasts. I love hearing how, you know, a celebrity deals with a public, you know, being in the public eye, or, you know, how they got from point A to point B to point Z. You know, I love hearing all that kind of stuff. So my favorite podcast is WTF with Marc Maron. I listen to WTF all the time.
WTF?
Yeah, it's called WTF with Marc Maron. He's a popular comedian, and he like is so good at just having conversations with people, you know, like getting inside their mind without it feeling too intrusive, like, and you get to hear like real stuff. He was if you watched Glow, he was on that show Glow. He was like the older producer guy,
oh,
Marc
okay. Maron.
And this podcast is like, to me, when it comes to interview podcasts, like there's no one better. He's so good at just like getting like in the brain.
How dare you after sitting down with us after all this time? How dare we are Oprah adjacent, Ryan?
Sorry. My apologies. I also really like this podcast called Happy, Sad, Confused. The guy used to be an interviewer for MTV, like for their digital, but now he's just doing this podcast. And similarly, like he talks to famous people, and I don't know, I like, it's like, I can't say Inside the Actor's Studio because it's not a podcast, but it reminds me almost of Inside the Actor's Studio sometimes, of like hearing the creation of stuff. Like I like to hear the creation of stuff too, so that's more focused
What's
sometimes.
What's the name of it again?
That's Happy, Sad, Confused.
Happy, Sad.
Josh Horowitz.
That's his name, Josh Horowitz.
Thank you, Andrew.
And he's really good too at like, you know, and it's something that I am really trying to get better at, of like just having conversations, not necessarily like asking questions and getting answers, but like having conversations that feel organic, and I feel like he does a really good job of that while also getting in the brain of like their creative mind. And
it's
like
so how funny you say that. That's exactly what we were talking about today when we had like a production meeting. I'm like, I feel like the best interviews are ones that it just feels like you stumbled upon a conversation.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, oh, yes, and. We learned that in improv. It's just a continual movement forward, and we just learn more about one another, right, organically.
Oh, absolutely. And I
can't wait to hear that.
I'm my hardest, like, critic and producer. Like, because I am a producer, to now, like, be in front, well, I've always
Emmy
been
Emmy-nominated producer.
Who's talking about it, you know? Like, I maybe have the thing on my desk, I don't know, but like, you know.
The whole posture change, what's this?
Well, you know, now that everyone knows that.
You know.
But yeah, when I watch the interviews, I'm so hard on myself when I watch them, and that has been my biggest note to myself is like, conversation, like the yes and thing that you were just talking about. I felt like sometimes they were throwing the ball back to me, and then I was like, okay, moving on, you know? And I was like, oh, that's bad. Like, that's not good. And so, that's definitely, the conversation aspect is very important to me. And also for wrestling, there's wrestling podcasts too that are really good. You know, and I the main person who inspired me from wrestling is Colt Cabana. Like, he had a podcast called The Art of Wrestling. He still has that, but it's not like as regular anymore. But if you're looking for like, you know, getting into the mind of non-WWE wrestlers and just kind of like finding out why they became a wrestler, what their background is, you know, how they started, all that kind of stuff. Like, Colt Cabana was the best at that. So that's definitely my favorite podcast, I would say.
If you guys are interested in checking out Ryan's podcast, Out of Character, you can head on over to our website, podsauce.com. We'll have links straight to there. You can follow him at Ryan Satin on social media. And
don't go anywhere, guys, because this is Podsauce. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone, to Pod Sauce. I'm Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt.
Dax.
Yo.
You got a pick for me this week,
Oh, I
huh?
got a pick for you. Well, here's the thing. Yes, I have a pick for you, but I'm bringing back an oldie but goodie.
Okay.
And the reason I need to bring this
back. Someone got lazy. They didn't want to do their work. I digress. No. Go ahead.
No, the reason, because this one is so good that it kind of got lost in the mix, because when we first started filming the show, we did shows that obviously no one's going to see.
No one ever see. You're
not because it was bad, but because it was the first one.
Okay.
But I want to bring back, We Regret to Inform You, a rejection podcast.
Oh, don't do that to me.
Yeah.
Not on today.
I got
to
do
you
it.
You know what that podcast does to me.
It is such a good podcast, and I feel that people need to know it, and that's why I need to bring this one back.
Go.
So this podcast is all about huge, I don't want to say just celebrities, but people who have become very successful. But it talks about the road to getting there and how it wasn't an easy road and how they got rejected and how they got turned down and said no and door slammed in their face so that ultimately they would become who they are. Mm. And it dives into the lives of Lisa Kudrow, Tasha Tippi Henson, mm-hmm. Who else did
Tyler
it?
Tyler Perry, Jay-Z.
Gal Gadot. I just listened to Gal Gadot this morning.
It's so good, right?
So,
I mean, talk about happenstances working in your freaking
totally.
Favor.
Totally. But with her, it was funny because I listened to half the podcast, and normally every podcast is about, like, this is what went wrong. Like, Lisa Kudrow's was basically 15 years of her being told no, right?
Yes.
With Gal Gadot, I was like, this podcast is all about her winning Miss Israel
yes.
and then getting this and getting that. I'm like, where's the losing part? Where's the
yes.
struggle? And then it hit a point where it was like she was flying back and forth from Israel for 8 years,
yeah.
not like getting anything, and then
she
lands
Wonder
Woman.
She had that one person that was always like when you see them in the room, you just cringe instantly because you've lost out to them specifically,
yep.
you know, two or three other times. And that was, I literally threw a shoe across the room because I knew that person in my mind because I was like, I've been there! So yeah, so relatable.
I love this podcast
yeah.
so much, and Angie has told us that we're going to be getting them on soon, by the
way. Are you serious?
We're getting them on. I am so excited.
I need to make sure I take all my vitamin C that day. I want to be in rare and good form.
We're getting the hosts on, and I just think it is such a phenomenal podcast. It
yeah.
gives you inspiration, gives you hope into, like, you know what? There's going to be a lot of people that say no, but if you keep pushing and working.
All it takes is one yes.
One yes.
What I really love, if you don't mind me adding to your pick.
Of course.
This is a really good pick. Dax put me onto this pick, and I have been a fan ever since. I'm waiting for them to roll out, you know, some new Eppies. But in the end, the guy, I think that's her father. He actually.
That's her dad?
I believe so. Yeah.
Oh.
He closes. Yes. Angie's shaking her head. Yes.
I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm. You put me onto this podcast. What are you doing?
He just comes on with a strong voice, and I'm like, yeah, you get it.
It's not even the strong voice. He has this whole, like, Mr. Rogers feel to him
yeah.
that makes me feel very warm and welcome and peace. And he just says, listen, like, and this happened, but what do we learn from that? Never, ever give up. And then in the end, when they start rolling out the receipts, like, you know, three-time Emmy Award winning, you know, nominated this. And I'm like, yeah. My man, I'm like reduced to tears because yeah. they're right. If you never give up, you'll see your day
yeah.
for success.
And all these people that they talk about, I mean, it's years
yeah.
and years and years of just heartache.
Yes.
Yeah. But look, you got here. You're here.
I'm with you. You and I are together.
I'm sorry, this is another rejection, but you will get there one day.
Do your job.
But when Gal Gadot, her moment of when they told her she got the role of Wonder Woman,
yeah.
I got the most chills
yeah,
in my body because it was like 20 people getting on the phone with her
yeah.
and saying, you're Wonder Woman. I got them again.
Yeah, you did.
I got those goosies.
It's so funny and because when you have a team like that, that champions your successes. And I've had teams that have championed my successes and have had teams that will get on the phone, all five of them, and they're like, you didn't get it. And even that, even there's comfort in that of knowing that as an actor, as a creator, as a business owner, you're not on that journey by yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the overall message I kind of take away more specifically from that particular episode. The beauty in everyone championing you along the journey, the pitfalls. And I love how much of a champion her husband mm-hmm. was also, because he's
traveling,
the one
with the kid.
He's the one that was like, we're going.
Yeah.
Give it a few more.
And when
months.
She was like, she's like, I'm done. I give up. Like, it's been eight
I'm
years
just
of failure.
Focus
I'm over
on
it.
My husband and my kids. He's like, no, we're good. As long as the family is together, you, me, the kids, we're good.
Yep.
And I just found such solace in that because that's something I haven't experienced yet. These men.
You guys, honestly, I can't recommend this podcast anymore. We regret to inform you, the Rejection Podcast. Go search it out, download it, subscribe, whatever you need to do. Just listen to it. It's phenomenal.
I have to say, you guys would do yourselves a huge injustice if you don't listen to this podcast. So do yourself a favor and go to podsauce.com so you can get more info on the rejection. We regret to inform you, the rejection podcast and so many others. Yeah. We'll be back. This is Podsauce.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Pod Sauce. I'm Dax Holt.
I'm Alicia Renee. I forgot what it was for a second. This is the downside to when the cameras aren't rolling. Dax and I love to just have a great time with our guests to set the atmosphere.
I was like, the amount of times we laugh in a day, I love it. And I'm really excited for our next guest because we've already been laughing with them
for, sure.
for the last 5 minutes.
But them out of a trouble or two. I'm looking at you, Rachel. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, so we're going to welcome them in. We've got Rachel Jarofsky and Cody Wilkins from Ain't Nobody Checking For Me, the podcast. And welcome, you guys.
What's up, booze?
What's up? Dax, you delivered that name perfectly. You know what I mean?
Listen, it is. That's a lot of Shabbats to get that name right. Let me tell you.
Shabbats.
Shabbat.
So welcome, you guys. Thank you. I was checking out your podcast yesterday. Tell people a little bit about the concept of your podcast and the whole fact of like no one's checking in on you.
Yeah, we started this podcast like back in October where checkery was low. You know what I mean?
Like checkery was low.
Checkery was low for the both of us. I mean, we were shuttered inside. Cody and I are stand-ups and, you know, we couldn't get up. And so I told Cody, I was like, you know, let's create something that's completely ours, that kind of like gets at this concept of like needing to be checked for, needing to be sought after, like humans sort of like need for external validation. And all of it honestly like plays into, you know, like internet culture and social media, the blue check, yada, yada, yada. So we were like, also, you know, we got a lot of dope friends who we feel like are on, and we were like, they probably have really interesting things to say about sort of like always feeling like there's another thing to be gotten, if that makes sense. Cody?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I loved that concept, by the way. Like when I read like the idea behind the podcast, and it's almost like the, I don't want to say anti-famous, but that's kind of like the vibe that I was getting from is like, we don't need the blue check mark to be relevant, but we are going to talk because we're just as important as some of these people out there. That, and I don't know if I'm explaining your podcast correctly, but that's the vibe I got from it.
Yeah, I think Rachel kind of hit it right on the head. There's this insatiable desire to be checked for that is kind of base and human, especially in the performance space, you know? And thank goodness, you know, Rachel kind of tapped me on the shoulder to say, come on, man, get up, let's do something, let's create, let's make some fun. Because in attacking this kind of feeling that both of us had, and we imagined a lot of folks in similar positions had, and talking to it and through it with people who have found some success in their careers, it's been a great kind of exercise in reining in oftentimes internal anxieties about the difference between where we are in our career, where we expect to be in our career based on what we've done, whether or not the work that we're doing is helping us garner the attention or the funds or whatever else it is. It creating, whether it's, you know, in the business world and entrepreneurship and art, can be a real isolating and exhausting thing to do. So to have, to be able to sit down with Rachel and all our friends who kind of made some moves and talk about that, it's been extremely helpful for me. And I think it's been a fun way for us to laugh about the craziness of the world inside and out.
Well, I like the idea of the podcast just as a creator myself and as an actor. I know what that feels like to go up to bat and put your talents up there day in and day out. And so much of our livelihood as stand-ups is contingent on other people saying that we are good enough, that we are validated enough. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that you guys were able to pivot away from that, especially during a time such as, you know, during the pandemic, and take some of that onus and put it just within your own house and say, this is what we're going to do. This is going to be our outlet to creatively get out and express all these other things that we need to. And it sticks, it sticks.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So yeah, I mean, that's how, at least that's how I perceived it, you know, just from an actor and a creator's perspective. So kudos to y'all.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
When it comes to, I'll ask you the question that you guys ask your guests. Do you feel that you've gotten to a space where people are now checking for y'all? And if so, what was that moment that made you realize, oh, we out here in these streets? And if you don't, what do you feel is left? What's on your checklist that you want to get done?
Man, I love about this question is the answer is always like, no, I don't feel like the amount of people that like have HBO credit, this credit, that credit, and they're like, no, I don't, is crazy. So I feel like to push back against a question that I myself originated and you just asked me is like, I think that checkery is like, it's a moment to moment feeling. So like it's a continuum. Like there's moments where I'm like, damn, I'm really out here doing it. And like when, you know, even coming here on this show, like, okay, these people are like, right. Don't know them. They found us, not trying, right. I'll take it. I mean, you know, and then what's crazy is like 4 hours later, you could be scrolling social media and, you know, get into that negative headspace of like, look what this person's doing. I'm not blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so, I'm off IG right now. I can't do it. You can't do
yes.
it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. I'm off Twitter for the same reason. So I think what I've learned from just like doing these interviews is it's just like checkery is so, it's not linear. It's like you're going to have those moments of like, wow, yeah, I'm really out here doing it and it's happening. And then you're going to have those moments where you so fully believe in the opposite.
I was going to say, you know what, in this space, I feel that question is it's a loaded question because in the moment, you may not feel like you've made it. Mm-hmm. It's not until a year later, 2 years later, where you're like, wow, that was a big moment for my life, mm-hmm. and I didn't appreciate it. I didn't realize I was there.
Yeah.
And I think that's why that question is so important, and I like that you guys ask your guests, because you are going to get a gamut of answers there, and most times people are going to say, no, I'm not there yet, even though they might be in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating. Who's been the guest that you walk away from and you're like, that was a phenomenal interview?
You know, the first one that comes to mind is, for me, is Ashley Blank Featherston. She's an actress on Dear White People. They just wrapped up their most recent season, I think, shooting. But Ashley spoke to the idea of friends and family support, a term she coined called destiny advocates. And she talked about the people around her in her early days of kind of getting momentum, building her career, who said when she got ready to fall off track or was finding herself exhausted, folks who came and supported her and said, no, remember what your big why is, remember what your goal is, remember who you are, where you come from, what you're working towards. And that support system helped her kind of work towards her destiny, the path that she's on and continues to be on now. And it was kind of like someone telling me my nose was on my face, you know, and you know that family and friends or other artistic creative support pillars are there, but to, you know, for lack of a better term, check in with myself for a moment and count them and recount how fortunate kind of I felt in that space after talking to her makes that interview stand out probably most for me.
You know, obviously we are a podcast discovery show, so we are all about finding out the new cool shows, things that people are interested in. You know, Rachel, give me one podcast that you're listening to right now that you could recommend to other people.
You know, not to, I don't even know if you would call this nepotism, but I got to be real. I listen to my dad's podcast, The Ben Jarofsky Show, like religiously. I'm very political and it's all about like, it's the in and outs of Chicago politics, which is honestly, that might sound nuanced, but it's very lush and it's interesting to see how, you know, the machinations of what's going down in Chicago and how that can kind of reflect the greater nation. So I shout out my dad, The Ben Jarofsky Show, and Black Man Can't Jump in Hollywood, John Braylock, we had him on. He puts together just like a really great podcast.
What's that one about?
It's a, Cody, you want to explain Black Man Can't Jump in Hollywood? It's a movie podcast, more or less.
Yeah. Black Man Can't Jump in Hollywood examines contemporary films in within the scope of modern, like contemporary race relations, like specifically how did the black leads or black writers in this film reflect or push the current cultural climate in terms of sort of race relations or race in Hollywood. It's really a really very fun and fast-paced podcast, especially if you're a film buff or even just like
writing it down. Writing it down.
I love it. Well, I'm excited to see where your guys' podcast goes next. I feel that you guys have two very strong personalities, fun personalities. It seems, you know, just from listening to the episode
they did.
Yes. Keep me humble.
I think you guys are making moves, and you know, listen, for anyone that's watching right now, you can go to podsauce.com. We're gonna have the link straight up to your guys' podcast, to the certain episodes we've mentioned right now, and for anyone that wants to check out Ain't Nobody Checking For Me, it's recommended. We recommend it, and thank you, Rachel and Cody,
for checking for us. You see what I did there?
Yes.
Thank you for checking for us. All right, Cody,
absolutely.
Get that room clean.
Yes.
All right. You have a great day, guys. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back on PodSauce.
Oh, Dax, you little muffin. When all else fails, just go there.
Guys, we just got to wrap this. We got to be done today.
We got to put a fork in it.
Oh, man.
We're done.
You can head on over to our website, podsauce.com. You can check out all the links to any of the podcasts we talked about today.
Dax is going to hand deliver our newsletter to you.
Yes, we got a newsletter now, so you can put in your email address. We'll send you the information directly to you. Super easy. Or you can follow us on social media at The Pod Sauce.
What is your social handle?
At Dax Holt.
I am at I am Alicia Renee. It's Pod Sauce. Be good to yourselves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.